Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah. What's up?
7:38. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. This morning, we're talking about things that are totally acceptable for kids to do that you wish adults could get away with.
All right.
You know, kids, they got kind of a, they got a little cushion because they're still learning.
Yeah, they're learning. They don't know.
They don't know.
You know, just innocent little kids.
And as adults, people are like, hey, you shouldn't do that.
Right,
come
right.
on. You dummy.
You know?
You dummy. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a phone call quick. What do you wish was acceptable for adults to do that kids get away with all the time? WIRX, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good
morning, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
The greatest thing to get away with now that I got away with when I was a kid was grabbing my babysitter's boobs.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, God, I love it. That's true. You're just like, oh, I'm just a cute little kid. Now you're a creepy adult if you do it. So
exactly.
I think that is a fantastic answer. Thanks, Larry.
Hey, Larry, the celebrities are still doing it, man.
Yeah, exactly. So either a little kid or celebrities, that's who can do it.
All right, later, guys.
Later, buddy. Fantastic answer, Larry.
Yeah, there you go, Larry.
Honk.
He's been dwelling on that one for a while.
Honk, honk,
honk, honk, honk.
We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Andrew, I will say, there are so many good ones, but this one I think is probably the best. Say the most brutally honest things and get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Think kids have no filter. Again, because they say what's on their mind.
At the family dinner table. My mom farts all the time.
What? I saw mommy and daddy naked wrestling the other night. Go! Quiet! It's true. It's
go
just
to the little kid's table.
And it's almost like that innocence.
Yeah, yeah.
That age of innocence.
You
where
don't know.
They just don't know. They don't know that commenting on a lady's mustache is inappropriate.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So awkward, bro.
It's like my second grade self. You know, you just go in the classroom, or any kid. I should be that. Being a teacher, like a second grade teacher, you probably learn so much about different families.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God,
the kids come to school and just spill the beans. You know?
I love it. That's a great one. Ryan said, "Pee outside in front of others."
Yeah,
so true. Even better if you can do it with your pants around your knees. Just. Ass out, peeing all over the place.
I just wanted to go do that. Go to a urinal, in a public urinal someday, and just drop trousers, just down to the ankles.
Did you ever do that, go to a place and like, Jesus, right, God. Chris Gathright said, be unemployed. That's a good one. That's a good
that's
one.
That's a great one.
I like this one. Jennifer Marie said, have the joy of seeing things for the first time. You know, getting to experience that stuff.
There's something about that, man. You experience things more than once, it's not like the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Alistair said jump in rain puddles. That's pretty good. I still do that.
Yeah, I do too.
Jennifer said throw a tantrum when things don't go their way. There are adults that do that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They're the worst.
Especially when it comes to politics. All right, it's a bunch of children. That's what you are. You're standing out in front of a business with your sign, child.
Yeah, you snowflakes.
All right,
grow up.
Stomping your feet.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that is totally acceptable for kids to do that you wish adults could get away with? We got some great ones so far. More to come.
Rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
749 this morning. We are talking about things that are totally acceptable for kids to do that we wish adults could do, too. Got some great phone calls.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean, like stopping dead in your tracks and just pooping your pants?
Sure. That's exactly.
And they're going to get changed by somebody else anyway.
That's right. Somebody will take care of me.
Would you change my diaper if I pooped my pants every day?
No, absolutely not.
Come on. What kind of co-host are you?
What kind of buddy are you?
All right.
I would give you like one a month, maybe.
Well, you can hold my legs up in the air with one hand with like three fingers.
Just the talcum powder.
Talcum powder.
I'm going to talcum powder your
ass. Just dab it. You don't want to give me a rash.
wipe softly. Ow. Let's see. We got some great comments on Facebook here. I like this one. Amber said, not pay bills, sleep, be unemployed, get away with stuff generally because they don't need better. The not paying bills one.
Hey, you remember when you were a kid, you had like $4 and you felt like you were rich?
It was amazing.
You know?
It was amazing. You find a quarter, you're like, oh my God!
Going to the quarter machine.
I'm going to get so many Tootsie Rolls. We had a place in Mount Horeb where I grew up, and it was Dick's Meats. It was owned by Richard.
Wait, where was it again?
It was in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, where I grew up. Mount Horeb.
Oh, Horeb.
Hard B at the end. And there was a place, I love this. There was a place called Dick's Meats, and it was owned by Richard Dickman. It was owned by Dick Dickman, Dick's Meats. I'm not making this
Come
up.
On.
And they had Tootsie Rolls, the single ones, for a penny.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you went in there at 25 cents, Ooh. You were getting 25 Tootsie Rolls.
You were getting that sugar buzz you wanted.
You were rolling. I had chocolate in my pockets for days. I like this one from Nancy. Take a nap in the middle of the day.
Mm.
I get to do that.
Every day.
I do that all the time. Just, that's the thing is, adults, take naps. Who cares?
For God's sakes.
Lunchtime, you got an hour? You got half an hour. Sleep.
Snooze it out, man.
Snooze it out, bro. Why not? I love it, man. Let's see. What if Matt said poop their pants? What is it with you guys and pooping? Do you miss doing that?
Yeah, you just don't have to go anywhere. You know, you just sit there and you get a weird look on your face.
This is a big one. Dana said, eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
I like that one. I can't eat whatever I want now. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that because I don't have.
Well, I'm not supposed to, but I do sometimes.
But it's just overall, your metabolism.
Oh, yeah.
You could eat. I look at like my niece and nephews, and they are just shoveling food in their face. If I did that, I would be 500 pounds.
You'd blow up like a balloon.
And then they're just, I'm like, I'm hungry. I'm like, you just ate. I wish I could do
where's
that.
Where's it going? In that little body of yours.
It doesn't make sense.
Where does it go?
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that is totally acceptable for kids to do that you wish adults could do, too? We'll have more to come.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:59 is Brock. It's out there. I wish I could scream like him. Yeah. I would do it every single morning.
Every song. I'm loving it, man.
So good.
Greta Van Fleet.
Second number one single for these boys, right out of where was it? Michigan.
Frankenmuth, Michigan. Just a band coming out of nowhere.
Yep. Crushing it.
I like those kind of bands.
And they're kids, too.
Yeah, they're children.
They're
doing stuff that we wish we could still do. What a segue. You like that?
I love it. Nailed it, buddy. You earned your paycheck today. excuse me. I think we can put a nice little bow on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Things that is totally acceptable for kids to do that we wish adults could do, too. Big one is taking naps.
Mm-hmm. Pooping your pants.
That's not a big thing for me. I don't know why it's a big thing for you.
Don't you just want to poop your pants now?
I don't. It sounds so uncomfortable right now. Especially with me being the adult that I am. Dude, my plumbing doesn't work like it used to, okay?
You know?
When you're a kid, you're not all just disgusting inside, so it just cleans itself out pretty efficiently.
Didn't bother you as a kid either. You know, you pooped your pants and you kept playing.
Yeah.
Until your parents rained you down.
I mean, there's like four answers on here. What is wrong with you guys?
It's a thing. It's just a new thing,
it's
Brock.
It's the new
fad.
And it's everyone doing it, man. Good Lord, you people are weird. All right, thanks for all the comments and calls. We appreciate it. You can hear more at WIRX.com. Let's take a look at news. I almost hit the microphone into my face. I'm so distracted by you pooping your pants. Rock one.